We'll bring the June 11, 2010 edition of the Rain Report to order in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the Radio Amateur Information Network, this is the Rain Report. I'm Byron Lee, KC9EEK. Amateur radio and the law is one of the popular forums held annually at the Dayton Hamvention. It's been 2 years since we last excerpted from this forum. Here's our first from 2010, featuring forum moderator Jim O'Connell, W9WU, ARRL Volunteer Council.
I've given you a handout this afternoon, contract addendum or an add-on to a real estate contract if you're going to go and purchase a new home. You've heard me, I think, say before when you're sitting in the shack during that contest and the XYL or the OM come in and say, oh dear, let's go look at new houses this week. This place is falling down or it's not big enough, whatever. Don't say, no, you go ahead, dear, anything you want. Because what happens is she finds the home of her dreams, or he finds the home of her dreams these days, and comes home and says, we're going to make an offer on this place. And she takes you to see it, or she's already made the offer, or he's made the offer. And what happens, of course, is you drive through this lovely gated community. The home's nestled on half-acre lots in the wooded area. And the first thing you notice is there are no outdoor satellite dishes, there are no outdoor power lines, and there are no outdoor utilities of any kind. And you think to yourself, oh, this is going to be great. It's going to be so quiet here. Well, believe me, it's going to be very quiet there because you're not going to have any antenna at all, most likely, because subdivisions today, a developer buys a 5-acre piece of property. In many states, he goes into the building department or the zoning department. He says, I want to subdivide this. And first thing they ask him for is your covenants, conditions, restrictions of record, the CC&Rs you might impose. And some of you, we don't even know about CC&Rs because it's not shown anywhere on the deed. They're casually mentioned in the title report that you might get that said subject to CC&Rs filed such and such a date. And CC&Rs are what they call covenants, conditions, restrictions of record. And in some states, they're known by another name or a very similar name. And what they do is restrict the use that can be made on the property. Now, you'd be surprised how many pieces of property these days still have CC&Rs which prevent the sale of property to others than those of the Caucasian race or to only to Protestants. It exists all over the country. The title companies are prohibited by law from showing that as a restriction because neither one of those restrictions is an enforceable restriction. Unfortunately, we don't enjoy the same benefits as ham radio operators. But covenants often say no more than one principal structure may be erected on the property, and you may have one accessory building not to exceed such and such square feet to keep your lawn tractor in, or to exceed X number of feet in height, 8, 12 feet in height. Well, ham towers, a ham radio antenna, are accessory structures under most every legal definition involving property. And it's awful hard to say when to the building inspector when he comes over and gives you a citation that that tower's not a structure. And I've had guys make that argument that this is not a structure. Everybody got their cell phone turned off? Reminds me I should turn mine off. If I can remember how to turn it off. But what happens if you buy a piece of property and there are covenants on it? You really have no protection. There's nothing, whatever you can do. If you call me up, I'll ask you to send me the covenants. I'll read them, and my usual suggestion is that you should move. Now, homeowners association rules are not as strict, but there's homeowners associations where they copy the kind of language, you know, what you can do with your property. You can't put a sign up even showing that you're having a garage sale more than once a year. You can't do this, you can't do that. And some of it can be really annoying. You have to paint your house a certain color. If you want to have a different color, you need to go to toilets. And they have the similar kind of restrictions for you and the things that you can do on your property. And what I've handed out to you is the first one, if you look at the page that says existing construction. Now, I have a little PowerPoint slide, but, you know, everybody does PowerPoint. So I'm pretty sure everybody in the room can read. And this is not really written at a very serious level because I wanted real estate agents to be able to understand it. Now, Mrs. O'Connell is not here. Were she here, I would not have made a comment like that. The first one is for existing construction, and what I mean by that is a home that's already built. It's not part of a real subdivision. It's a freestanding home, and this is the home of the dreams. You have a real estate contract. Now, in most states, the offer to purchase, it says offer to purchase. In Illinois, ours says down at the bottom, while this is an offer to purchase, when accepted by the seller, it is a contract enforceable in the courts of the law of the state of Illinois. And you put the address of the property and the names of the buyer and seller. What this does is it adds a contingency to the home sale contract. Now, some states, lawyers are involved in the sale and transfer of real estate, such as Northern Illinois. In other states, no lawyer never sees the contract. It's all handled by the lender, by the bank, by the mortgage company, and by the realtors. But what you need to do as a ham radio operator, if you want to make sure that you can have a tower or a substantial antenna, is you want to attach one of these to the contract when you make the offer as an addendum. And what this does is it essentially says this offer is further contingent on buyer and buyer's attorney's review of the applicable covenants, conditions, restrictions of record, homeowners association rules, etc. Now, this has nothing to do with zoning, because if you're buying a house where there's a building department or the building code of the city prohibits antennas or antennas can't be more than 12 feet above the roof, Fred and I are more than capable of explaining to you why that's illegal and what you have to do about it. But in the meantime, we hope that you are not buying houses in areas where they have that kind of thing.
You're listening to our first excerpt from the Amateur Radio and the Law Forum from the 2010 Dayton Hamvention. Forum moderator and ARRL volunteer counsel Jim O'Connell, W9WU, will resume his talk in a moment. This is The RAND Report, www.therandreport.com.
This doesn't protect you from a zoning regulation. It's not written to do that. No seller would agree that subject to the zoning regulation, the contract can be tossed out, at least in the single-family home area. And what it says is you get to review, the seller has to produce, or your lawyer or their lawyer have to come up with the covenants, conditions that apply to the property. It's part of the title report. A preliminary title report will pull it up. Sometimes it just refers to the document. You have to do a little research. That's why there's 14 days to allow it to be done. That say what the covenants, what the restrictions, what the homeowners association rules are, so that you don't get caught. And you fill in the blank that I can put up a tower 75 feet in height or 65 feet. How many people here have a tower over 25 feet in height? Keep your hands up. How many people here have a tower over 45 feet in height? Over 50 feet, 60 feet, 75 feet, 80 feet. We have a zoning ordinance that says 75 feet, and I told the guy I'd crank it up to 75 feet, and he could yell out from the top when I got there. He agreed it was 75 feet. But this says, essentially, is, hold it, stop, I've discovered that there's a prohibition, a covenant, a restriction, a homeowners association rules that, in my opinion, in my lawyer's opinion, says I couldn't put up that 75-foot tower, so this contract is off. And what you need to do before you even go out and look is you need to give a copy of this to the realtor and say, this is going to be attached to the contract. Please make sure that if you take me somewhere where there are homeowners association rules, when you show me the house, you have a copy of the homeowners association rules available for me to review. If there are restrictive covenants, you've looked at the preliminary property report, because realtors, when they go online to the multiple listing service, they have to go down about four levels, but this stuff is available for them. And I can tell you that my XYL is very used to seeing this, because over the years I've referred many hams to her. And I can honestly say that even to this day, the fact that I have queered six or seven contracts that she had written for sale, she doesn't hold it against me, I hope. But she understands that this is a ham client of mine, a ham client of her. You ought to hear her on the phone talking to the other realtor. Oh, no, there are no CC&Rs, Joan, at all. And, of course, I go and I look on the title website, right? And the first thing it is covenants, conditions, restrictions, or record. And realtors just have no clue, or they don't look, or they don't know how to look. And eventually, she finds a home for the ham, and everybody's happy, hopefully. So this can get you out of the contract, but remember what it says at the bottom. This document was prepared in accordance with the laws of the state of Illinois. I'm only admitted in Illinois. I'm admitted to practice before the United States District Court, U.S. Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit, and the Supreme Court of the United States. But I'm only practicing Illinois law. So you need to show this document to a lawyer. Your lawyer, one of the volunteer counsel. The other side's new construction subdivision is what that's entitled to. And a lot of times, builder's got this new subdivision. He's put up one or two model homes. He's got homeowners association rules. And the builder, until 50 or 70% of the homes are sold or 2 years after the date of the first sale, can be the head of the homeowners association. The builder wants to sell the land. He wants to build you a house. Even though he's got restrictive covenants or homeowners association rules, this will allow him to waive those for you. And if, to the extent that he's the head of the homeowners association, until there's enough people to make up a homeowners association, the builders can waive that as a condition of the contract to purchase your new home on his lot. That's where this one applies. But the law in state, each state is different. And I can't tell you what it is in Ohio. I can, but I'm obviously not going to. But this sort of thing, you show it to the wife, you show it to the realtor, and you make sure it's attached to any offer to purchase a contract. And that keeps things quiet. I can be on 20 meters CW if the band ever opens again.
Antenna.
I have a great big antenna. I turned it on the other day and immediately went down in the basement and got another radio to hook to the coax because I thought my FD-1000 had died. Now, you need to protect yourself. This is a document that will help initially with the protection. But what happens when things go wrong? Or you've already got a house you like very much. It's your dream home. And now you want to put up the tower. You got a bonus from work. Or the retroactive Social Security came through. Now, it never dawns on us that an antenna can sometimes be very large. You know, a ground-mounted 40-meter vertical is 33 feet in height. You know, you got a one-and-a-half-story home, and especially, God forbid, that you put it in the front yard because that's the clearest spot. Usually, obstructions of any kind in the front yard or front yard setback are prohibited. It's not a good idea to put it there. It will get you a citation. Well, that's when our good friend Fred K1VR has got the next part of this talk.
And we will indeed bring you our second excerpt from the 2010 Dayton Hamvention Amateur Radio and the Law Forum next week. In this, the first excerpt from that forum, we heard from forum moderator and ARRL volunteer counsel Jim O'Connell, W9WU. The Rain Report is copyright 1990-2010. Rain, all rights are reserved. I am Byron Lee, KC9EEK. Bidding you a very 73 from all of us at RAIN, the Radio Amateur Information Network, www.therainreport.com.